Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:46, 14 till 9. Quickly to Louisiana State Representative John Weibel. And one thing I often say, and if y'all listen to Tommy Tucker, WWL, is that nothing just happens. You know, the only time things get changed or when people get in there and do stuff. And Representative, good morning, first of all. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Tommy, for having me, and especially for the spotlight on this critical issue for Louisiana.
And I always, you know, give the base example of, you know, even parent-teacher meetings, chairs got to get set up. Somebody's got to do that. So when it comes to improving reading in Louisiana, it's not just enough to talk about it. People have to get in there and do something to help. And that's what your organization is all about. Tell me about the focus on literacy first before we talk about results and how important it is, Representative, and how you got into it, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. I've worked with a number of nonprofit programs throughout my career that just really improves outcomes for communities, for our people, and particularly our students. The Center for Literacy and Learning has been really at the core of this issue for over 32 years. And what's very interesting about our organization is we're a Louisiana-based nonprofit, but our scope and our work is actually national. So we work with school districts, of course, across our state, but all over the country.
Tell me about your experience with this. Are you a former educator or on a school board? What's your history?
So, you know, I've been, of course, a community advocate. I did serve on a local school board prior to getting elected to the legislature. I started off my career through the LSU Ag Center, of all places, in extension service, working with our 4-H youth development programs. And being in all of the schools, having a presence in all of our schools in Washington Parish, it became evident even then that, you know, there were really some fundamental reform, systemic shifts we needed to make so we can improve student learning across our state. And literacy is one of those critical issues. It's, you know, we can continue to train and support teachers in the classroom, but when I came to the Center for Literacy and Learning 5.5 years ago, I said, you know, we're doing a great job of treating the symptoms. Now we really need to get focused on the root causes. And so we worked with the governor then, the legislature, we created the Literacy Commission, and then from there we've had some extensive reforms that we're now seeing are paying off for our students across the state.
You know, I am a firm believer that this country still allows people to accomplish whatever it is that they want and be, you know, I mean, not everybody's going to be, you know, Steve Jobs or one of these people or play professional basketball, but I do think this country, if you put yourself in a position, allows you to achieve a level of success. A lot of us get a lot of breaks, but it all starts with having the skills that you need. And if my kid's a teacher, third grade teacher, and they told me stories about students coming in at the third grade level that couldn't read, Representative. Now, what in the world are you supposed to do at that point?
Right. It's really a critical issue, and we know from birth to 8 years old that 90 to 95% of the brain has developed. And so that's why you hear so much focus on third grade reading performance. It's not that we're waiting, and we shouldn't wait, like in the case of your child's student, we shouldn't wait till third grade. But we know the research and the science tells us that fundamentally we have to have our students in a place where they're confident, they're foundationally strong in literacy, because from birth to 8 years old, you're learning to read so that you can read to learn the rest of your life. And that's really the premise of all the work that we do.
I learned so much just from reading books, and I hope we've not gotten completely away from that, because as you well know, Representative, I'm preaching the choir on this. You read this, you don't understand what that is, so you look it up, and then you learn, and then you read something else, you don't understand what that is, you look it up. Today, it's even more, it's easier than ever to look stuff up and learn, and it just exponentially expands your store of knowledge. Let me take a break. I want to talk specifically about the steps. You talk about three buckets your organization takes when it comes to helping kids read, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you.
John Weibel, our guest, Louisiana State Representative. He represents the Franklinton area, and scores are up when it comes to reading, which is good. Reading levels for kids, big improvement. 8:51, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. All right, Tommy Tucker, 8:56 and a half. Quickly back to Representative John Weibel, who works hard to improve reading scores in Louisiana. And, look, I'm a conservative, and I believe people can pull themselves up by their bootstraps, but I'm realistic enough to know that you got to teach them what their bootstraps are and how to pull them up, and it all starts with reading. You go along with that, John?
You're spot on, Tommy. We have argued for a few years now, and we work very closely with the business and industry community across our state. Literacy, this is an economic development, a workforce development issue. You know, certainly we've got to do things to help working adults now build their skills, get into the workforce. But generationally, Tommy, we have been struggling in these areas. So generationally, to address workforce needs, it really starts at that third grade literacy spot. There's a lot of research we could get into another time, but everyone recognizes.
I would love to have you back, because I think this is very important. Tell me about, if we can, in the time we have left, talk about the work the center does, and you talk about it in three buckets, right?
That's exactly right. We do a lot of professional development with educators and providers from child care centers all the way to K-12. Our second bucket is family engagement. We have to meet parents and families where they are and help give them the tools to read to their children. Remember, we're dealing with generational issues and challenges here. And the third bucket is the advocacy. You know, we have a lot of shiny new objects in education reform, which are very good reforms, but the tried and true reform is making sure that by end of third grade, our children are strong and confident readers, and they're grounded in those literacy principles so they can be successful for the rest of their lives.
You know, the generational thing, I think, is something that gets overlooked sometimes, because you might be talking about parents that can't read as well, correct?
Correct. We struggle, and we have resources and programs where we help parents and support them to work with their children. And then the other thing, you know, I always say one of my primary talking points is, you know, if you were not read to as a child, then I don't think it's a safe assumption that you will intuitively read to your children. And so rather than, you know, point fingers and all of these other things, going back to what we talked about earlier, it's really let's meet our parents where they are. Let's lift them up, and let's encourage them and educate them on just how valuable that reading piece is. 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. We're not asking you to be a rocket scientist or an engineer, a researcher, or any of those things. Just engage with your child. Read whatever is of interest to you and the child, and that engagement will go a very long way in creating that strong foundation for that child's learning throughout life.
John, I want you to come back. I think what you're doing is extremely important. Congratulations on it. You're not pounding the table. You're getting stuff done and showing results. We'll be back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.